what you want to do.
Boy, they sound great. Look at that right there. Pure Prairie League will be at City Winery tomorrow night. You can go to citywinerychicago.com for tickets. And look who is here. Oh, Donnie just made it. Glad he walked in the studio. That is very nice. We have Donnie Clark. How you doing, Donnie? You can move that mic over. There you go.
I'm doing fantastic.
Mike Riley. Mike?
That's me.
How you doing?
Well, we're doing well. We're glad to be here.
Scott Thompson. Scott.
Glad to be here.
The drummer's always the craziest. Is that true?
Yes. No.
Okay.
Well, this one was, I sing the high harmony.
Okay.
True story.
And Randy Harper. How
yes.
are you?
Well.
You guys just flew in Midway.
Literally.
And dropped off your stuff and came right here. I love it.
From literally. Portland.
It's fantastic. Man, it's good stuff. Now, who books your tour? I need to talk to somebody. You did Florida, Portland, now you're in Chicago.
Helen Keller.
Wow.
The blindfolded guy with thorns.
Man.
Throwing in a map.
You got to do what you got to do, right?
Seems to be that way. All of a sudden things are just being thrown at us, and we're flying all over the place.
Well, it's good to be wanted.
That's true. After 50 years, it's kind of nice that somebody still actually wants to see a bunch of us old guys play.
God, it didn't hit me until you said it. Yeah, it's been 50 years, hasn't it?
Yeah.
50 wow.
whole years.
50 whole years. That's a long time. Bustin' Out came out in what, 1972?
Right.
72, because my brother Ed had the album, brother Ed Mick, and I can see the album playing on a bad record player in my parents' basement, and he played it over and over and over and over again. I'm sure you get this all the time. Tell me about the cover. It was a cowboy, right?
Right.
That was being thrown out of a bar.
That was the second album, Bustin' Out. Yeah, the first album was a Norman Rockwell Saturday Evening Post cover.
Oh, that's right.
August 27th, 1927.
Right, right. Wow.
Yeah.
Tell me about what it was like back in the day. Mike, you've been there since day one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when the album was released, it wasn't really accepted, and then it kind of took hold a few years later? How did that work?
We were a brand new act on RCA in 1970 and 71, and they sort of didn't even know what to do with us. We were too rock for country, too country for rock radio, and they couldn't figure out, what kind of pigeonhole that we would fit in. But we started doing college shows in 73, and we wound up doing about 275 college shows a year all over the country.
Okay.
And we were
That's
cramming,
a lot.
Yeah, we were just cramming Pure Prairie League down every college student's throats, and it took hold. So by 1975, they had re-released Amy. We released the Tulane Highway album, and we were working our butts off for the next 10 years.
I grew up in Peoria, which is about 2.5 hours south, and, it's Southern Rock. They love it down there. Lynyrd Skynyrd, you guys, Molly Hatchet.
Marshall Tucker.
That was huge. I mean, did you know when it hit at the time? It was like, wow, this Southern Rock thing is really hitting big right now, like in the mid-70s.
We toured with Charlie Daniels and Marshall Tucker and the Outlaws for about 6 years. And they tell us that we had a great time during those days.
we may never know.
We're still having a great time.
Are you guys Southern Rock guys, Randy? Are you? Did you grow up listening to,
Randy? I did grow up, yes.
Okay.
I have the first two records in vinyl still.
Me too.
Scott?
Yes.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What was the first song that you learned on drums?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Oh, that's a tough one. I don't know.
Really?
I don't remember
back in the day playing the same song over and over and over?
No, because I learned, tons of stuff to play.
Are you self-taught?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Got all the good
started
drummers are self-taught, aren't
The reason
they?
I don't remember is I started around 5 years old. So.
Really?
Yeah.
That's impressive, man. And Donnie.
Yes, sir.
How's the voice? What do you have to do beforehand? I noticed you were the last one walking in the studio.
Well, at this point, I had to drop the tuning on my guitar to fly it, so I was out there tuning as quickly as possible.
Okay.
So the voice seems to be always there. Knock on wood. Just open the mouth and out it comes.
That's it. All right. You guys ready to do a tune?
Sure. Why not?
Okay.
What are you gonna do, Mac?
Do you want to do a?
We could.
Yeah.
We'll do the.
We're gonna do a song that no one's ever heard because it's brand new and it hasn't been recorded yet.
I love it. Pure Prairie League, everybody.
That's right. Well. Briefly, this song is real special to me. I wrote it with Jimmy Fortune from the Statler Brothers band, And it was never supposed to be a song, really. It's just a letter to a friend. It's called Old Friend. Hello, old friend. We haven't talked much in a while. Have you been? Time can erase your smile. There are words I wanna hear that only you could say. Old friend, why did you go away? My old friend, I bet the music's pretty where you are, but I sure miss the sound of your guitar. In this world you may be silent, but your voice is loud and clear. Old friend, how I wish you were here. 'Cause there are so many questions I have no answers to. Maybe someday up in heaven we can sit and talk it through. Until then I have to wonder why I'm not supposed to know. Oh, friend, why did you have to go? My old friend, wish I could turn back the time, sing one more song. It sure would help this heart of mine. Well, I could tell you that I love you. Oh, but I know that you know. Old friend, how do I let go? There are so many questions I have no answers to. Maybe someday up in heaven we can sit and talk it through. But until then I have to wonder why I'm not supposed to know. Oh, friend, why did you have to go? To be strong, oh how we try. We search for a reason and say goodbye. 'Cause there are so many questions I have no answers to. Maybe someday up in heaven we can sit and talk it through. Until then I have to wonder why I'm not supposed to know. Old friend, why did you have to go? Old friend, how do I let go? Old friend, why did you have to go?
Pure Prairie League. That is fantastic. Woo! You guys are so good. The harmony is unbelievable. Seriously.
There you go.
This is fantastic. Pure Prairie League tomorrow night at City Winery. We're going to have you guys do one more song, and then we're going to talk to Billy Bush. I 720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. Pure Prairie League will be at City Winery tomorrow night. Go to citywinerychicago.com for tickets. Donnie, Mike, Scott, and Randy are in studio. Thank you again for coming in.
It's our pleasure.
David
Call, our pedal steel guitar player, he sends his regards. But
where is he? Taking a nap? What's he doing?
He's absolutely napping.
Yeah. Okay.
He's possibly drinking.
Probably drinking and napping.
I found out off the air that I have Mike's cell phone number now, so every time you come to Chicago, you have to come in the studio.
Well, we made it this time.
That's a good start. Barely. Do you guys, do you enjoy life on the road? Because you hear two different things from musicians. They miss home or they love the road because when they go back home, they get too antsy. What's it like?
For me, what I love being on the road about is the performances. Being on the road is not as much fun, but the playing part of it makes it worth it.
These days, it seems like we get paid to travel, not to play music.
Okay.
That's just wrong on so many levels.
Yeah.
Traveling is getting more and more difficult, you know, the only joy we get, really, on the road is that hour and a half or 2 hours on stage.
How has backstage changed from 1972 to now, Mike?
Not at all. It's still, you know, it's not what everybody thinks it is. There are brown M&Ms. it's the flat meat autopsy tray there. And,
there are no girls.
I only get to the chips and salsa level. I want to get to the M&M level and the meat level. I never see the meat tray. That's the problem with me.
Give it another couple decades.
Scott, do you have anything in your writer? Do you need anything as a drummer?
No.
Nothing.
I'm not.
You're pretty easy.
I'm pretty easy.
Randy, how about you?
I'm really easy.
You guys are just so laid back.
Not me.
You don't care.
I'm not easy.
Yeah, now Donnie's not. Donnie's
the prima donna. He's a singer. Are you the prima donna? What do you need? You need hot water?
Prima Donnie.
Yeah.
I mean, being on the road with a band is like being married. I mean, different personalities. You got to mesh. You got to know when to stay away from somebody, when they need downtime. It's hard.
Yeah. We wish marriage was as easy as we've got it sometimes.
We're definitely a band of brothers, for sure.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it. Well, you guys ready to do a last song?
Sure.
I think this mic on my guitar went out.
Uh-oh. The mic? Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Our engineer is going to walk over.
There it is.
Okay.
You just had it muted.
Pure Prairie League tomorrow night at City Winery. All right, guys, whenever you're ready.
Thanks.
Why you think you belong to me? I never try to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself. Now you're up with someone else and I'm alone. And I thought that I might keep you for my own. You take too long to tell me, pay me what you wanna do. I think I could stay with you on one any longer if I do, if I do. Don't you think the time is right for us to find all the things we thought weren't proper could be right in time? And can you see which way we should turn, together or alone? I can never see what's right or what is wrong. Don't you take too long to tell me, hey, me, what you wanna do. I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do, if I do. Now it's come, what you want, you've had your way. All the things we thought before are faded into gray, and can you see
that I don't know if it's you or if it's me. If it's one of us, I'm sure we both will see. Take a good long look and tell me, Amy, what you wanna do. I think I could stay with you for a while, many longer. I said longer if I do. Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, many longer if I do. 'Cause I keep falling in and out of love with you. I keep falling in and out of love with you.
Cure Prairie League, everybody!
Yeah!
You guys sound fantastic. Donnie, Mike, Scott, and Randy, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Just flew into town, came from Midway, came right over here. Pure Prairie League tomorrow, City Winery. Go to citywinerychicago.com. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Really appreciate it. All right, quick break. We will talk to Billy Bush, his first radio interview since he was let go from the Today Show, coming up next on 720 WGN.